New Year's Day brought the first death of a client at Anchorage's Carlick Manor Alcoholic Housing Facility. Carlick Manor is operated by the nonprofit Rural Cap and allows its chronic alcoholic clients to drink in their rooms. Reports are that a 54-year-old man, John Court, was found unresponsive during regular checks by employees. Anchorage Police Spokeswoman Marlene Lammers says police were told Court had passed out and appeared to be intoxicated. Lammer said an autopsy would determine the exact cause of death. Melinda Freeman, Rural Cap's Director of Supportive Housing, says if Court had to die, at least he died with dignity and was in a safe place.
John Court passed away on January 1st at 11:30 in the morning in his apartment. He'd lived at Carlick Manor for 3 weeks. He had been homeless for approximately 20 years, the last 10 years in Anchorage. And in addition to his chronic alcoholism, he had multiple medical conditions, and he was in very fragile health. But we were very grateful that he passed away in a caring and compassionate environment.
Carlick Manor opened on December 8th. The Housing First program is based on a model that allows clients to drink in their rooms in the hopes that a safe place will help spur recovery. Carlick Manor is operated with federal funds through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. The project caused controversy in the city, with critics concerned that it would draw more homeless alcoholics to the city's Fairview neighborhood. Supporters of Carlick Manor said the project would help reduce arrests of and emergency room visits by the city's homeless population. Freeman said Carlick Manor operators realized there would be deaths at the facility. Most of the clients lived on the street for years before moving to the shelter. Freeman declined to comment on whether or not the death would affect changes at Carlick Manor.